We're talking about endangered animals in Pennsylvania, but to get an insight into the health of wildlife around the country, we've invited Larry Schweiger, the president and CEO of the National Wildlife Federation, to talk with us about the Endangered Species Act. Welcome to the Allegheny Front.
Oh, it's great to be back.
Larry, what do you think of the health of the Endangered Species Act?
Secretary Salazar rolled back the really bad changes to the Endangered Species Act that were implemented in the waning days of the Bush administration. There is an important section in the Endangered Species Act that gives the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service scientists review over various federal projects. And the scientists then provide input into whether that's a good project or a bad project, or how to improve the project to avoid damaging endangered species. And the Bush administration, in a very, in my mind, very cynical moment, took away the authority of the Fish and Wildlife Service and gave it to the agencies that are actually doing the project. So that would be like the highway department would be deciding whether the highway was going to destroy endangered species, even though they didn't have scientists to make those judgments. You know, and the Army Corps of Engineers was going to make the decision on whether a big Army Corps of Engineer project would damage nature. So I think we have a much more hopeful future. Clearly, we need to put more funds into helping endangered species. And one of the provisions of the climate legislation that we're working on is an adaptation provision, which will allow revenues to flow through this auction process back to states and through other agencies to help fund some of the wildlife restoration work that needs to be done, some of the adaptation work, because the climate is already changing so dramatically that nature needs to be moving north at a rate of about 30 feet per day, according to the recent science assessments. And so we need, in some cases, to help nature move north, because plants don't move that fast, trees don't move that fast. And so as biomes change, we need to help make that transition. And that's a whole new field of wildlife science, because we have never done that before. We've never had to adapt to a changing climate before. So the next generation of wildlife scientists, fishery scientists, conservation biologists need to be equipped to help make those transitions for nature.
What is the biggest threat facing wildlife today? Is it the climate?
It's absolutely the climate. There are obviously other threats. You know, there's been other threats, water quality in the Chesapeake Bay or the Gulf of Mexico. And, you know, we have problems in the Great Lakes with toxics, and we have invasive species. We have all these things. And you bundle them all together, and that's what's taking down wildlife. When you put climate on top of everything else that's happened to nature, fragmentation of landscapes, and, you know, on and on it goes. And you put climate on top of all that, it's like putting that last log on a wagon and breaking the wheels on the wagon.
Are there any species in particular that you're especially concerned about?
Well, if you look at each of the ecosystems, there are species within those systems that we're concerned about. But I think it's important that we keep them bundled together, because you can't, you know, you can't just throw away elements and not lose the whole. And I think we're at that stage. Certainly, certain species are going to have a harder time than others. Cold water fisheries, for example, here in Pennsylvania, we've already lost a lot of the trout streams in western Pennsylvania. If you look historically at brook trout, a lot of the streams today that once had brook trout no longer have them. And it's because of the chemistry changes of water, as well as the temperature changes from climate. You can see it if you look at the maps. The cold water fishery is moving further north year by year, and it's already having an impact in the state.
What are the best positive trends that you're able to identify now, and what are the bright spots?
For me, the bright spots are the fact that people care, and I see it over and over again. Having worked at the Western Pennsylvania Conservancy, one of the great joys we had was working with all those local watershed groups out there who were restoring their own watersheds and were looking to the Conservancy for help. So I know there are communities and people within those communities that are doing really good projects. People that go out and raise money to acquire lands, and people that support and donate to national organizations to get the policy changes needed. That's what gives me hope every day, is working with people who care and who are passionate about wildlife and about nature, and who are stubborn enough to stand up.
Larry Schweiger is the president and CEO of the National Wildlife Federation. Thank you so much for joining us on the Allegheny Front.
Thank you for the opportunity.